But he says scripture does not teach. In fact, he says it denies free will in the sense that it's used by the free will defender. For on that view of freedom, that is the free will defense view of freedom, what he calls Arminian freedom, right? Man's free choices are not in any way foreordained or caused by God. And yet scripture frequently speaks of God's determining our free choices. Again, Genesis 50:20, Acts 2:23, 4:27, and so forth.
Yeah. So even if you want to put the idea of the cross and the resurrection at Genesis 3, which I would say is way too late because it's even before the foundation of the world, but let's put it at Genesis 3. So at Genesis 3, you have two people, and then they have their progeny and their progeny and their progeny. And you have the rise up of humanity, and you have the different lines that are followed in the Old Testament. And you have to preserve all of those. You have to preserve every single facet of that, at least from the Davidic line to Jesus. All those people have to survive. They have to get married. They have to not be cursed so that their bloodline's cut off. And then on top of that, you have to allow for the freedom of every Roman, every Greek to produce and Pilate to be risen up and stay in power, and then listen to the Pharisees who call for capital punishment on someone who has done nothing wrong. You have to make Pilate not listen to his wife, which may not be the hardest thing in the world to do. But you, all those things have to come into a formidable like hope that God has, where he's just allowing for these free actions independent of him to take place to get to the cross. And how do you make claims of prophecy within those choices? I think those are very hard to undo within the Arminian system. And not to say that there's no answer for it that someone who would posit that wouldn't give, but I'm just saying there's a lot there to cover.